Look who's with us tonight. Colin Hawaii is with us tonight. Hey, Kyle. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
Hello, can you do me a favor?
Hi, Kyle.
If I ask you to sing one song, will you do it for me?
Do what?
If I ask you to sing one song for me, will you?
That song?
Yes, that song. Because Big Fatty plays every time he mentions Colin in Hawaii.
If you want, I will sing the song with the dance for you.
You don't have to do the dance. I know the dance.
No, you cannot do the song without the dance.
Okay, do the Damn song it. And the dance. Say. Do the song and the dance.
Oh, this is going to be classic.
Pineapple Princess, he calls me Pineapple Princess all day as he plays ukulele on the hill above the bay. Pineapple Princess, I love you. You're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're going to marry and you'll be my pineapple queen. I saw a boy on a wahoo while floating down the bay on a crocodile. He waved at me and he swam ashore. I knew he'd be mine forevermore. That's all.
We will get that for you as a ringtone if you want it.
If Big Daddy doesn't play this, shame on him.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, this is going to be classic.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1438 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 31st of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to get in the Wayback Machine, and we're going to go back to 2012 as of today. Yes, Big Freddy!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Celebrators, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, since it is the last day of the month, Shalom Alakay.
Trademark Vera Charles.
I thought we would be celebrators today, y'all, because number one, Stevie B is singing the Bulgarian national anthem. And number two, I say, chew, y'all, 5 months from today is New Year's Eve. Big Fatty. Yeah, gussy, y'all. It's just it's flying. It's just flying by. Be ready, we know it. So anyway, but y'all, speaking of things flying by, now do you remember 1 year ago today, do you remember what was going on then? Big Fatty, I barely remember what you had for lunch. Well, y'all, let's just step into the Wayback Machine, and we'll remember what was going on 1 year ago today. Yes, Big Fatty!
In 80 zillion podcast players across the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you. So stand up and prove your worth to show us where we're going so that we can really know what's needed for the future of our favorite little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your BFO get equal potosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And all your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read aloud on the little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
Yes, Big Freddy, you can count on me.
And together we will see each other through
The BFO Census, we're counting on you. The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, I cannot believe it was a year ago. Last July was a census month. And y'all remember Mr. Pat Gajek doing the singing on that? And Dell's in Dallas. I don't even know if Dell still listens. Dell, send me an e-letter if you're still listening. Yes, Big Freddy, don't expect anything. But y'all, Dell's played that magical musical refrain. Big Freddy, please, refrain. The census drove some of you batshit crazy. Big Freddy, please, there's lots of things that drive us batshit crazy. But I enjoy the census. So anyway, Big Freddy, we love it to anything to make Big Freddy happy. Yeah, guys, so y'all, speaking of things that make Big Fatty happy, you know the spotting Big Fatty does. And y'all, spotting crazy's been at it again. Yesterday, Peter G spotted Big Fatty wanting to know what he did to that officer. Big Fatty Volga. Musing Mark, soon to be Mark from Calendar. He spotted Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty is repulsed. Repulsed, I say, at the doings at the Horror Hotel. And, Mark, you don't realize how appropriate that picture is. Big Freddy, people just stick their hands out and grab. Yes. And y'all, then that Patrick Plane up there in New York, so nice to meet you twice. Y'all, I thought he'd unsubscribed. He has, posted, said, Big Freddy was spotted breaking a sweat at the Horror Hotel. And y'all, it is a sun. I think somebody has sent this to me before. It's a son with its hand reaching out to the thermometer, but it looks like it's masturbating. Big Freddy, it's nothing but just vulgar.
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Father, it's Bacon. The other day, I thought I had lost a friend on Facebook, so I was, like, really typing in his name, David, D-A-V-I-D, David. Nope, wouldn't come up. Stalk him from a friend who I graduated with through her Facebook, and I'm typing in David, and I'm like, God, why did he unfriend me? I mean, I know sometimes I post controversial comments on there or whatever, you know? And so I'm looking, and I'm like, David. And then finally I'm scrolling through her friends, and his name is John. So I went back to my own, and lo and behold, there he was, John. Yeah, so anyway, he's a good friend to keep. He's actually a doctor. I graduated with him from high school. So anyway... No, don't play the rest of the song,
Michelle. Yeah, I guess that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank goodness Big Fatty is not on the face space because I don't do that stalking thing or anything. But sounds to me like even if I was on there, you probably wouldn't be able to find it. Big Fatty, that's just not nice. Now, y'all, whenever Miss Bacon calls, yes, Big Fatty, she calls again.
Okay, I gotta tell this story really fast. So here's the deal. this girl that works here was dating this guy. They had a dog. They gave the dog away to these people. They wanted the dog back. The people said no. They've become attached to it. The person said, well, we paid a lot of money for that dog. We won $150. The person said no. The other person said, well, how about you hook me up with your tattoo guy and I'll get a tattoo. And they said, okay. Well, then the girl got mad and said, no, I want a tattoo too. And they said, no, I'm not going to pay you or make it so that you can get one too. So anyway, the girl who's my employee and her sister break into the guy's house to dog nap. Okay, right. So seriously, the dog was napping on the couple's bed in their bedroom. The door was opened by the sister, and my employee was in the getaway car outside. Needless to say, this woman has to work with this person who she was trying to dog nap the dog from. To be continued.
Yeah, gosh, y'all. This is fantastic, Miss Bacon. First of all, thank you for calling. And this intrigue, it's just intrigue. Big Freddy, you can say that again. It's intrigue, Big Freddy. But we can't wait to hear more about the dog napping and who the dog napping the napping dog. Big Freddy, you're just silly.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Colin Hoy. I'm pretty sure this is an ex-Big Fatty question now. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to win a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Kyle in the High Wire, who's been dealing with that tropical storm of Flossie. Kyle?
During analingus, I manage to trash the bottom of my tongue every time because it's rubbing, whether it's my partner's being extra vigorous, backing up on my tongue, or just me being greedy about it, I seem to rub the bottom of my tongue against my bottom teeth, and it gets it raw and sore. I was wondering, and this may be a stretch, but if anybody or yourself, any of your listeners know about ways to avoid that, you know, I'm not blessed with the lizard tongue, so I would like to know if, I think there was some sort of myth, or I don't know if there's any valid point to it, but there was supposedly some sort of surgery you could do to the bottom of your tongue. Not like I that would be down the road, but I've contemplated if that were possible, if it at all helps just to remove that bottom piece of tissue that holds your tongue in. If I had that cut back a little, if it would remove that pain after the fact, like the day after, it's always super sore and like it's sore right now. So that's my question. I'm just putting it out there. See if your listeners have any tips, tricks, or clarifications about whether there really is surgery for that. Thanks, Big Fatty. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is that Kyle in Hawaii. And Kyle, I'd love to answer, but the music's over. Big Fatty! Well, no, Kyle, really, first of all, y'all, a couple of things here. First of all, Kyle, thank you so much for the call, and this is an excellent question, by the way. And a couple of things to note here. Number one, Kyle in the Hawaii was preparing for a tropical storm force winds and everything. So what's he doing to prepare? Y'all, he's eating ass. And Kyle, it's interesting that you would bring this question up today, and I know I've tried to get you to come to Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages, and it's unfortunate you're not going to be there because Big Fatty is going to be giving a class on this very topic. But seriously, Kyle, why don't just off the top of my head, why don't you just use your fingers to kind of open his butt open so your tongue goes in there a little bit. Big Fatty, please! Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, we've had a little fun today, but I want to talk to you about something serious right now. And, y'all, it's an e-letter that several podcasters received on Tuesday, y'all. And I just want to read it to you, okay? Starts off, hello, my Pride 48 family. And, y'all, this is from Artie Cruiser down there in the Australias. And, you know, he's coming to Pride 48 this year. And, y'all, it's nothing, you know, nothing bad's going to come of this. And he has said it's okay to read this on the little show if he wants to. It says, some of you know me, some of you know of me, and some are going, who the fuck is this dickhead, and trashing this email. Well, Big Fatty didn't do that. I'm just writing this email to thank all of you. I've been going through some real personal issues at the moment, and it looks like they may have come to a critical point where my mind is taking me to dark and scary places. Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything stupid. I just don't think any of you realize how important something like Pride 48 is to a sad, depressed, fat, middle-aged man who lives on the other side of the world. Parentheses, you thought I was talking about Vera, but I still have my hair. You have all kept me sane, well, until now anyway, by making me feel connected to something. Even if it's a guest spot on a show, a few tweet exchanges, or even Big Fatty and Daniel Beaver murdering my name on their shows for comic relief. While a lot of shows are light-hearted fun, others are serious, but all provide a valuable service for those who, for whatever reason, think they are alone and have no one, or that no one that understands. I know a lot of you are dealing or have dealt with what I'm going through at the moment, and that gives me comfort and hope that the light at the end of the tunnel is not on a freight train coming towards me. I would especially like to thank Daniel and Adam for creating such a resource as the GLBTQIAI blah 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 community, not just in America but worldwide. Just the thought of meeting you all, with the exception of the Lotzel stopouts, has given me something to look forward to in the coming weeks, which has helped a great deal in admitting that I've got a problem, that I've decided to get help for it. That and being of Scottish ancestry means that I'm not going to waste a perfectly good holiday I've already paid for. Going to Vegas was a way for me to finally get out of my comfort zone and to start to do some living instead of just existing, which has been my life for what seems to be like an eternity. So when you see me in Vegas and my meds have not kicked in yet and you think I'm bringing the place down, just smack me across the back of the head and tell me to snap out of it. I know that's the opposite of what you're supposed to do, but hey, I'm Australian. Anyway, I think I've ruined your day enough, and I'll attempt to shut my broken brain down for now, but I mean it when I say that whether you realize it or not, everyone in the Pride 48 community, podcasters and listeners alike, need to know that what they do is helping people like me. With all my love and gratitude, R.T. Cruz. And, y'all, then he went on with a P.S. and things like that. But, y'all, R.T. Cruz is not alone. And, y'all, that's a very powerful e-letter that he sent to about 23 different podcasters. And, just if you're in the same boat, R.T. Cruiser and all of us are saying the same thing, you are not alone, and we all go through good and bad times, and y'all, I promise, it's probably gonna get better. What do you think about that, Daddy Dave, huh?
Oh, this is gonna be classic.
Oh, it was a classic show. Yes, Big Freddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.